Welcome to Leadership DNA, a podcast for those who aspire to be a better leader. Alongside Arturo Gomez, I'm Rob Cressy. Today's topic, the importance of creating a positive culture. And Arturo, the success of an organization will rise or fall to the levels and standards of their culture. Why is creating a positive culture so important, and what does that look like?
I think it's everything. I mean, I think it's probably the number one thing that leaders can focus on. And there's so many, right? There's so many things that are important to maintaining a healthy business on a day-to-day basis. But I don't think you're going to get more ROI on anything else that's this important. And so what I mean by that is that the output that comes from organizations that have strong positive culture is dramatic. And I've seen it on so many different levels at so many different times. I've also seen what the flip side looks like and what a failing cultural environment can do to an organization or to a business. It can dismantle it completely. And so, you know, for me, I think we've been, you know, the concept of what happens in the origin of these businesses and what are the things that are really, really important to leaders. And I think that this is part of that roadmap. So as you're building out, whether it's a yearly plan, whether it's, hey, let's get recentered on what our vision, mission, and mantra is for the organization. I think mapping out what the company looks like, what it feels like, and how people interact with each other on a daily basis is really important to me. And so I honestly, there's a big part of me that I want happiness. I want people to feel like they can wear the company brand on their shirt and be extremely excited and happy about that. I want people to smile and have fulfillment in their job. And so that starts at the top. That starts at the top, and it really starts with, you know, there's a bunch of particular qualities that I think are important. I think communication is one of the biggest ones. I think obviously respect, where there's a real strong emphasis on the respect level that needs to be maintained throughout the organization. I think leadership and coaching and commitment to mentoring within the organization is something that is extremely, extremely important. I think having leadership that really understands this new concept of this work-life balance kind of arising to the top and being something that's really important to people. These are the things that I've seen recently that have been really productive for me. And I think I mentioned in a previous pod that, you know, over the last year, I've had a particular instance where, you know, where I went into an organization where I came in as a, you know, as a partner and really was tasked with trying to make the organization better, you know, What can you do immediately to impact this environment? And to me, it was a cultural thing that needed to change, and it was a complete overhaul. This was like taking a 1958 Chevy and trying to make it into, you know, something that was a Tesla, you know. And so it was a difficult process, but to me, one of the first things that needed to be you know, flushed out was creating a handbook, like really refocusing into the HR aspects of the company so that people knew that safety, respect, you know, a corporate construct that was going to be healthy for everybody, that was my number one priority. So the first thing that I came out of the gate was this is going to be an HR heavy environment moving forward. And so, you know, I think it's, but for me, again, the goal, the ultimate goal was to create a machine that we could have tremendous success with and that could operate on the highest levels. I think it might've been on day one, I told people, I said, you know, our name may be in the top 10. I said, by the time this is all said and done, I want our name at the top spot. And I want it to be, from a consumer standpoint, I want us to be one of the number one options that people think about when they want to go to X, you know? And so, in this instance, it's nightlife. It's, you know, and so, we set out the goals very, very quickly right out of the gate. And, but making sure that everybody was understanding from the respect levels and the happiness and the work levels that we're going to be required to put in, I think very quickly, it took us about 4 to 5 months to really see a dramatic impact. And that's where we started to see the staff happiness increase quickly. We started to see Google reviews on the business increase dramatically. And so it's a proud moment. It's one of the things that I'll probably put in, you know, over the last 25 years, that this last 9 months was definitely very gratifying. But this was a very specific cultural overhaul.
And for me, the light bulb is going off in my head, because this is what I love about doing this podcast with you, because we are literally sharing the DNA of leadership. And here you are saying this change in this culture and all that you've created, that this is what business and leadership and entrepreneurship looks like. And the way that I hear everything, here's what comes out for me based on what you said, Arturo. Number one, inspect what you expect. If you expect to have a positive culture, all right, what does that look like? So you said, we have handbooks, HR heavy, we're writing these things down. To me, this is two things. Number one, intentional. Number two, formulaic, to where you say, I'm expecting a certain standard. Therefore, we are going to write down what that standard is, so there's complete transparency in it. Yeah. We're very intentional about every one of these things. And when you're intentional, you can be very formulaic about it. And for me, I was never a systems person, but I was hanging around entrepreneurs and high performers that kept on saying, system scale. And I sat there and I'm like, I hear you and I want this, but I've never created a system before in my life. And this is earlier on in my entrepreneurial journey. Yeah. So it's like, how in the world do you become a systems person if you've never been a systems person? And you know what the answer is? You become a systems person. You start by designing your very first system. And in the name of positive culture, you say, all right, let me be intentional and formulaic about how I am designing and creating this culture. And I love how you talked about a machine to have tremendous success, to operate at the highest levels. To me, once again, I hear intentional. I hear formulaic. I hear handbook. This is literally my entire coaching business, and the way that I create has all been around, tell me about your systems and processes for, insert whatever it is that you want to do, growing your business and growing your life together. And we understand with self-awareness, we are in charge of every single aspect of our life. The same is true for business. So as we put this through the lens of culture, wait a second, you're telling me we can be intentional about every single aspect of our culture? Yes, cool. Now let's inspect what every single one of those things are for the people that we are working with. And for me, this is accountability. This is communication. This is core values, that this is culture building by design at the highest level, all in the name of we building a number one company and number one people.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And I think, this is applicable to really everybody in the organization. I mean, it should be a roadmap to people who want to go work in places that have positive culture. I think it should be a battle cry for the people that are working in these companies that should insist on that there's certain factors, contributors to a positive culture work environment that that are necessary. But it really starts at the top, you know, it really starts at the top. And I think that, and I've seen how some people lead, and I've seen the environments that they create. I'm like, is it really easier to be an asshole? Or is it really easier to create an environment where people just despise working there? Like, I don't, I don't understand it logically, because it's something that just doesn't fit within my DNA or the framework. But I see it. I see it all the time. And you know, I look at those individuals and those companies as like wounded animals on the Sahara. And so it's like, I'm taking that one down. And it's like, and you know, those are organizations that are, and I've gone into a lot of those organizations and I've taken top performing employees and plucked them right out of there because it was easy. It was easy to take whatever I needed, because those environments were just, they were caustic and they were just bad places to work. So if somebody is looking to figure out how to change their revenue potential, how to increase profitability, how to just become an overall better organization, I think it's going to start, the foundation is the culture. And you know, I think somebody said culture eats strategy for breakfast. That's a popular quote, I believe, but it's a fact. And that's, you know, those are my beliefs and those are my experiences. And so you're never going to hear me say anything different than that, because I've seen it work.
There are levels to this game. And one of the things that I say very candidly is get on my level. And why do I say that? Because I started at zero. And I designed and created myself and my businesses to be high performing on that. And what you just said was a great example, Arturo, because you and I are having a top of the food chain conversation. And while it may seem obvious, easy, of course, this is what everybody does. This is actually not what everybody does. And it's the reason why we're doing this podcast, is because it is way easier and comfortable to not be intentional, to treat people like crap, to not do things the right way, because we've all experienced that so many other times. But I love what you said, Arturo, because this is the mindset of an air quotes killer, where you go in there and you say, you're going to compete against me and you're not going to have a culture of excellence and positivity. Yeah. You're toast. I'm going to blow you out of the water. And this is why there's levels to this game. And we want to always share with you what the top level looks like, what the mindset is, what the formulaic DNA, these little inches, because every single one of these is both important and you can design this in your favor. And this is the separator between average and excellent. So Arturo, let's get to our action item or our takeaway. And I'll start with you. What's your action item or takeaway?
Action item is just going to be to, you know, do an audit, talk to some of the staff members, get a feel for where you are as an organization. There's can be done. It's never too late. And I think that, you know, this is from the leadership perspective. And then I would tell people that are out there in the job market or in the world that are looking to find a place that feels like home, there's a number of questions that I think that can be brought to the surface when you're going through this interview process. Speak to other people that are working in the organization, because I think that beyond the dollar figures and beyond, like, you know, salary and whatever comp package you're going to get, life is going to be a lot more complete if you're working in a space where you feel like there's a positive culture. And that's just a fact.
And my action item or a takeaway is actually a mantra that I live by often: be the example. And Arturo, I love conversations about high performance with you, because it gets my juices going, because I can feel and see the DNA of you and your teams. And I love being around people like this. So think about yourself, whether you're a leader running an organization or your employee, be the example. And what's that look like? And one of the things that you may have noticed if you listened to the last few episodes is I'm starting to share more resources that I've created that my clients use with you guys, because I truly want to help you succeed. So if you want to be a high performer and operate at the highest level, I want to give you a gift. Go to builtforthegame.com. It's my personal growth training program that I give to all my employees as well as the clients that I work with. So Arturo, where can everybody connect with you?
It's going to be Arturo Gomez LinkedIn.
And you can hit me up on Instagram or LinkedIn @Rob Cressy.